This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The big challenge of the coronavirus so far is something called a supply shock, the idea that manufacturers can't make enough of whatever they make to supply the market. We saw that with Apple and its revenue warning a week or two ago. Microsoft, as I mentioned in the numbers, it makes software that is pre-installed in computers made in China, right? It's warned sales are going to fall. Big manufacturers in Korea, Samsung among them, now say their supply chain problems are going to hit output as well. What's going on here is a global manufacturing model that focuses on low costs and lean inventory at every step in the process, a model heretofore widely praised where all the parts arrive at the plant just in time. Marketplace's Scott Tong reports now on what we have learned about the just-in-time model and whether the pain this time might change things.
The just-in-time model comes from Toyota, which in the 70s started having car parts arrive at the plant at the moment of assembly. Economist Adam Slater is with Oxford Economics.
You try to organize your delivery of them so that they arrive just as you need them. The final product goes out, and then you get a new set of inputs coming in just when they're needed for the next product to go out.
It became global manufacturing gospel. Thing is, the quest for leanness and cost-cutting led many companies to put all their eggs in one supplier in one country, and they got burned when some disaster hit, say an earthquake or a pandemic. Barry Lin is executive director of the Open Markets Institute.
Back then, something went wrong. Toyota went down, but every other company continued to manufacture cars. Today, if something happens, if one of those suppliers goes down, all the companies go down.
That happened in the car business 9 years ago when the tsunami hit Japan. Now it's electronics and China's coronavirus. Supply chain economist Susan Helper at Case Western Reserve says manufacturers have tried to build in safeguards, but there's a lot of cost-cutting inertia to overcome.
Purchasing managers are really intensely measured on how low their costs are. So that doesn't leave a lot of room to kind of spend extra money because there might be some contingency in which everything falls apart.
This time around, she thinks the pain of over-reliance on Chinese suppliers could speed up change. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.